After my heart attack, cash from ActiveCare meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from ActiveCare meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is ActiveCare? ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. ActiveCare gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.
There it is. When the beat comes down. When the beat comes down. When the beat comes down. Good morning. Good morning. My name is Willie Lawson and welcome to the program. Thank you. Welcome to the Morning Report. This is number five. Number five. If you're counting, it's number five. Well, if you're not counting, it's number five. If you're counting, it's number six. But if you're counting, it's number five. Oh, if you're not counting, number five. Anyway, again, welcome to the program. We appreciate all the feedback. It is super. It's wonderful. I am stoked. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Today we have a number of things we want to get to. So I'm just going to go ahead and do that right now. I think that's the way to do it. First of all, I want to, before I forget, because I think I might have on a previous broadcast not done this. Maybe because I forgot, or maybe because I didn't have all the information. Listen, if you are interested, and you should be interested, all of us should be interested in helping out our friends in the Bahamas for her, you know what, who suffered just incredible, incredible loss from Hurricane Dorian. It is unimaginable, even for someone who like me who lives in Florida, that a Category 5 storm would stop over your head for 36 hours. It is unimaginable that you would have winds over 180 miles an hour with gusts over at 225 miles an hour for a day and a half. That is unimaginable hell. I don't think anybody really survives that and is normal afterwards forever. Your infrastructure, whatever you had, is toast. So if there's some way, if you want to help contribute in some small way, and I mentioned this before, there are a lot of relief efforts that send over blankets and stuff. Now, remember, when you send blankets to somebody, these people are in the Bahamas. It's warm. Hell, it's hot. So blankets, you know, maybe not. Or toys. Do not send, you know, it is my advice, please do not send toys, because the kids lost all their toys. See, we are Americans and we think that kids need toys. The fact of the matter is that these people have lost their homes. There's no damn place to keep toys. Toys are something else that you have to keep up with and drag around. Something else that fills up the shelters that they're in, or something else they have to tote around physically. So don't send blankets, don't send toys, don't send winter coats, don't send stuff that they don't need. And if you don't know what someone needs, the easiest way to do that is to get out your damn cell phone right now, and text Dorian to 90999. Dorian. 90999. That sends $10 to the American Red Cross, and they know what the folks in the Bahamas need. They know what they need. So when you see these, I mean, seriously, when you see these people like Tyler Perry and some of these other people who are gathering up stuff to send, please don't do that. Because it creates a logistical problem. And I know what I'm saying to you is not what you're used to hearing, but I'm going to tell you, it creates a logistical problem. It's just one more thing that someplace that, again, that just got their ass kicked doesn't have the materials and the stuff to deal with. This is my feeling about what Hurricane Dorian must have been like. Imagine standing in a line of 50 people. And at the beginning of the line is Mike Tyson in his prime. Okay? Now Mike is walking by each person and punching them in the face. It's going to hurt. You're going to get brain damage. You're definitely going to fall down. But when he gets to you, he stays there for 36 hours and punches and punches and punches and punches. And when you fall, he gets on top of you and he keeps punching you in the face. This is what happened to the Bahamas. This is what happened to the Bahamas. They don't need blankets. They don't need winter coats. They don't need toys. They don't need another thing to try to get material to people. They don't need another logistical problem. They're already suffering with enough logistical problems. And this is something that we have to deal with in Americans. They don't need another stream of logistics to deal with. Let's fortify the stream of logistics and the people who know what they're doing already. Let's fortify them. Let's get as much in that pipeline as we can. Now, I know that there has been some about the American Red Cross, but you know, they are still the first on the job. Text Dorian to 90999 sends $10. And if you want to send more, do it 9 more times. Or you can go online, because you're already on the computer already. Listen to me. You're already on the computer already. If you're listening, or you're already on your phone already. It ain't like you can't do it now. It ain't like you can minimize one window and go. I mean, this is not This is not high finance and it's not high technology. You can just go do it right this very moment. You can donate by mail if you're not really interested in donating, I guess, by mail. Or you can donate by phone, or you can donate using Alexa. Just say, Alexa, make a donation to Hurricane Dorian. Your donation is processed with Amazon Pay using the information you already stored in your Amazon account. If you have an Amazon account, that's how you do it. I should be quiet because my Alexa is listening back there. There you go. You can donate by phone. You can call them. If you don't want to text, you can call 1-800-HELP-NOW. Español, 1-800-435-7969. Okay. English, 1-800-HELP-NOW. There you go. Or you can text Dorian to 90999. And so there is no excuse. You know, the media, everybody knew this was coming. Whether you're a supporter of the president or not, everybody knew it was coming. How can this hurricane, this natural disaster, let me say this with you. Say this with me carefully now. Come up next to your computer or wherever you're listening, your phone, put it next to your ear. Now, the word is natural. Say it with me. Natural. Nature. Natural comes from nature. Did this disaster? How can we politicize this? How can we make somehow this Donald Trump's fault? How can we attach all the negativity of what's happening, especially in the Bahamas, to Donald Trump? Well, by using what? By using the religion of climate change. The religion of climate change. The Tao of climate change. Because these things are going to continue to happen, and it's going to be President Trump's fault because he pulled the United States out of the Paris Accords. And the Paris Accords are the only thing that's going to be able to stop what's happening on the planet climate-wise. That's it. So this is how it gets attached to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is not really doing a lot for the people of the Bahamas. And the narrative is because they're black, you see. Now, here's the deal. The Bahamas are a sovereign nation. They have got their own damn government. They have got their own relief. And you know what? A bunch of people from the United States have come to their aid, including the U.S. government. I believe one of the cruise liners, I think a couple of the cruise lines have decided to take a couple of their liners out of regular service and put them in the ports so people can have temporary housing. That's pretty cool. So now you get people out of the elements and get them off of the streets and get them clean, and people get to get cleaned up. And geez, you don't even know when you're in that situation what it feels like just to get cleaned up, get a shower, get somewhere where it's not hot. Get somewhere where you're not sweating your ass off, where you feel like a human being again. Especially when you're facing what a lot of these poor souls have to face now. They have to face the loss of property. They have to face the loss of life. They have to face the loss of how they're going to make money, how they're going to feed their family. They have to face this tremendous loss. And of course, because again, I live in Florida and I've seen this kind of stuff before, it takes a while, and this is the painful part, to get in and to assess what the needs are. But I was talking to my wife this morning. The critics of the president would not have been happy, even if Donald Trump were able to have relief planes flying above the hurricane. And as soon as the hurricane moved, they just dove right under and started passing out, you know, bottles of Evian. It would not have been enough, because what is impressive about the left is that they never, ever, 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 ever let up. And if you've listened to my, my podcast on Saul Alinsky, the book called Rules for Radicals, and one of the methods is never let up. Keep the pressure on. This is right from the playbook. They are continually focused on policy. They are continuously focused on politics, regardless. So there's a mass shooting. The bodies are still on the site where they fell, and those souls left their bodies. The left is on television talking about gun control. They're not talking about how do we get to these families? How do we help them get through these times? How do we get these people buried or cremated or whatever? How do we help? Screw all that. Gun control, the NRA is the enemy. And we're going to talk about NRA and the city of San Francisco when we get back. Thank you ever so much for coming. We appreciate you. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
Here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio pre-diabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
We're back. We are back. You know, this is how we know things have gotten ridiculous. And this is how we know that the left is just focused purely on politics and policy and nothing else. Reality, common sense, any of those things, none of those things matter. And I implore those of you who are center right to understand this as quickly as you can. Take my words and play them over and over and over and over, because this doesn't have anything, what you're seeing doesn't have anything to do with facts and figures and reality. It doesn't have anything to do with any of that. It has to do with emotion and control and policy and politics, and that's it. It's about being in charge. That's all it is. That's it. The city of San Francisco has decided to, their city council declared, like, you can do this, and I guess you can if you're them. They declared that the National Rifle Association is a domestic terror organization. I'll say it again, because I want you to let this sink in for just a second. The city of San Francisco passed a resolution to declare the National Rifle Association. Those people, if you are a member of the National Rifle Association and you have that cool sticker on your truck or on your car, the city of San Francisco has just labeled that organization that you belong to as a domestic terror organization. They have put you on the same plane as plane, P-L-A-N-E, plane, as Hamas, the Taliban. You understand what I'm saying? This is how they think of you. This is how they think of not just the leaders of the organization, and of course you would blow it off and say, well, they're just mad with the leaders of the organization. No. They're mad at you too. They want everybody who is a member this is the same thing. Nobody wants to be racist. Nobody wants to be associated with racist. Nobody wants to be a homophobe. Nobody wants to be an Islamophobe. Nobody wants to be a xenophobe. Nobody wants to be a bigot. Nobody wants to be associated with being a bigot, or associated with being a homophobe, or associated with being a xenophobe, or associated with being an Islamophobe. Nobody wants to be associated with these things. Nobody wants to be associated with being a racist. Nobody wants to be associated with being a climate denier. So the left is really good at coming up with these negative terms for the people that they disagree with. And now, as you're riding around, not just in San Francisco, but you could be in Bentonville, Arkansas, riding around with your Life NRA, decal on your truck, there may be people in your town who say, Sparky is a member of a domestic terror organization. Let me tell you how this is going to play out. Other cities around America will do the very same thing. Cities in places like Minnesota, So you didn't think that. Minnesota, of course, New York. There will probably be certain cities even here in my home state of Florida. California will follow. Other places in California will follow suit. Los Angeles will follow suit, no doubt. Places in the northern west, places like Seattle, other cities around America will follow suit. And as you ride around with that sticker on your truck or on your car, they have made you a target, not just for the Antifa girls. You've noticed whenever, and this is completely a sidetrack. You've noticed that whenever you see Antifa somewhere, that the second they get challenged by a dude, that is always some chick under the mask. Not just diminutive dudes, but just some chick. Because then they start saying, "You won't hit a woman. You swung that stick at me. I'm gonna beat your ass." Right? You wouldn't hit a woman. Suddenly it's 19, you know, suddenly it's 18, 20, and you're not supposed to slap a woman, right? Anyway. But not just for the Antifa types, but for police departments. It is their own way to push red flag laws without actually having those laws in place. And I know this sounds all Alex Jones-esque conspiratorialist, but think about it for a second. Just think about it for a second. If these cities start with these resolutions that don't mean anything, but people hear about it, so it must mean something, right? Doesn't really mean anything, but if Tampa City Council did it, they must have had a reason, right? The people just don't do stuff with no reason, right? So the NRA is a terrorist organization, and you've got that NRA sticker on your truck, you must be a member of a domestic terror organization. So when something kicks off, or you have a disagreement with your neighbor, or just you have put up an American flag, or you put up the stars and bars. Let me run down this rabbit trail. It's a very short one. I'm not a fan of the stars and bars. I'm not a fan of the stars and bars because it was a foreign government fighting the U.S. government. I don't want you to be able. I don't want to see the rising sun either. For that very same reason. I don't want to see the swastika flag flown for the very same reason. Not just because of the Holocaust. It was a foreign government fighting the U.S. And I don't want to see you fly that flag. It's just not a good look for me. That part of the argument always somehow gets left out because it's not emotional enough. It doesn't have to do with slavery or the Holocaust or any of that kind of stuff. So it's not emotional enough. It's a flag of a foreign nation. Now I know the foreign nation used to be where I'm sitting. I get the particulars. So I'm not a fan of the stars and bars. But if you fly the stars and bars, you are now, and you have an NRA sticker on your car, you are now, or your truck, you are now a more of a target. If something goes off, like you have a disagreement with your neighbor, you get mad at the person, the Piggly Wiggly, and you say something, or you act in an angry manner, then someone's calling the police saying, you know, that person has got an NRA sticker on their car, so I'm sure they've got guns, and they don't seem very stable. So next thing you know, you get at your door. And there's Officer Joe Brown and his dog at your door, right? Why? Because now the NRA has been seen by a lot of these metropolitan cities as a domestic terrorist organization. And what they're hoping to do is to get people to disengage or disenfranchise themselves, get away from the National Rifle Association, right? It didn't have a damn thing to do with mass shootings. No one from the NRA has ever said, no one has ever said, stuff happens. Never. And the NRA, who's supposed to be their express purpose, is to protect the Second Amendment rights of Americans. And some of the other side, it's interesting. Some of the other side things they do is that they provide more gun safety training than any organization in the country. So there's nobody from the left who sees these horrible disasters and sees that sometimes children find weapons and they end up hurting themselves or they end up hurting a relative. What the left doesn't do is come up with plans and procedures to provide gun safety training. But you know who does? Wayne LaPierre. And the National Rifle Association. That's who does. That's who provides that sort of safety training. How to handle firearms safely. How to buy the right firearm. That kind of stuff. So, when cities like San Francisco decide that they're going to deem the NRA a terrorist organization, folks, take it seriously. It's more than just some kooks in San Francisco coming up with a meaningless resolution. We have to be very careful. This thing will have legs. All right, we'll be back right after these messages.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is Willie Lawson for the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. You can have access to a growing nationwide network of attorneys and legal experts. You can get bail assistance. The network provides up to $25,000 to post bail on behalf of a member who has used force in self-defense. The fee deposit to your attorney immediately after a self-defense for representation during questioning and other vital defense services. You can reach us at ARM, Citizens Legal Defense Network. Our number is 360-978-5200. That's 360-978-5200. Or go to www.armedcitizensnetwork.org. Welcome back. We appreciate you being here. This is the Morning Report. This is number 5, if you're not counting is number 6 if you are counting. I think we're just going to call it number 5. How about that? We're just going to call it number 5 and be done with that. And if you find out that there's an extra one or we've miscounted, then let us know. Send me an email at wls860@gmail.com. And let me know, first of all, where you're hearing the program. I'd love to know if you heard it on Spreaker, if you heard it on Spotify or iHeart.com or Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts or CastBox, Blog Talk Radio, the Fight Back Media Group Network, which is also out there now, running 24/7, 365. If you have got a podcast that you want to be distributed, just send me the MP3 and it will be distributed. I care about who hears it. I care that people hear it. I care that you get notoriety and that your point gets out. The Fight Back Media Group Network is the ultimate in back channel syndication. So it is fairly inexpensive. Does cost something because it costs something to keep that program and that network, you know, going. I haven't found a way to do it for free. I just haven't found a way to do it for free. So send me an email, wls860@gmail.com. wls860@gmail.com. Let's work together. All right. Staying on the whole gun thing, I'd like to, and I'm going to do this as a regular segment, I think, on my on the first program of the week. The HeyJackass.com update. We have been in the month of September. This is the 10th, so 9 days, because the stats for the day aren't updated yet. 15 people in the city of Chicago have been shot and killed. 15. Did you know that many? A couple a day, 3 a day so far, almost 4 a day. Did you know that? Did you see that on CNN? Did you see that on MSNBC? Did you see that on CBS, ABC, NBC? Or CNBC? Did you read about that on BusinessInsider.com or Huffington Post? Did you? Well, hell no, you didn't, because the pushback is easy. Chicago has, I don't care what Lori Lightfoot says, little miniature prince looking woman. She looks like, she does, she looks like prince. Anyway, Chicago has, and Illinois has, some of the most stringent gun laws in the country. And her defense when she was talking about Ted Cruz was that these guns are coming from outside of Chicago. They were coming from outside of the state of Illinois. And it was because there were gutless Republicans. She was blaming the Republican governors from the states around there because of the problem of guns inside of Chicago that have caused, to date, 15 people being shot and killed. 7 of them have been in the past 6 days. 7 of them. Year-to-date in Chicago, 331 people have been shot and killed. 1,620 have been shot and wounded. Total shot, of course, if we add those two numbers up, we have 1,951 people have been shot in the city of Chicago this year. This year. And this statistic stays pretty constant. Every 3 hours and 6 minutes, somebody is shot. Every 16 hours and 50 minutes, someone is murdered. About 3 people every 2 days. The carnage continues. In a place where you're not supposed to have a gun. And if I can, let me see how much time I have. I want to sort of address Lori Lightfoot's statement about these guns are coming from outside the state of Illinois. Well, I live in Tampa. Does Tampa have a rampant heroin problem? Not like other places. Are there heroin addicts who live in Tampa? Well, yeah, of course there are. Well, are there any poppy fields in Hillsborough County and in the city of Tampa so people can manufacture heroin? No, there are not. I would probably risk a half a week's paycheck at my second job that there aren't any poppy fields being turned into heroin in the entire state of Florida. I would probably wager the rest of it that there aren't any poppy fields in Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, Louisiana, Arkansas, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, that are being turned into, there are any poppy fields being turned into heroin in any of those states. So all of the heroin is coming from outside the country. All of it. Which does not take local governments off the hook for those that are involved in heroin addiction or opioid addiction. Now, I really love Dave. No, let me take a sidetrack. Really love Dave Chappelle's track on the opiate crisis in America. Now, it's a crisis, no doubt. It's a problem. But when you juxtapose it with the crack epidemic where we live, what people who were strung out on crack got was, can't y'all just say no? Can you just not do crack? Can you just say crack is whack? Got bumper stickers. Now, when soccer mom is out there hooking for oxycodone to get her through the day, now we got a crisis, right? And something has to be done. That laws have to be instituted. Regulations have to be started that frankly make it difficult for me to get medication I need. You know, when I had my, I want to go back because it's because I know that I just went off on a trail, but that's okay. It's my show. I can go off on a trail. When I had my my heart condition thing in 2014, I was prescribed Percocet. Why? Because first of all, two things hurt like hell after that surgery. They saw your sternum in half to start with. And then they crack you open and it wrenches your back in a way that you can't even imagine. And you stay that way for 5 hours. And nerves get all bent out of shape and it hurts like, even when I was feeling good enough or well enough to get back on the worship team at church, just staying awake and standing would put my upper back in such pain, I could not think straight. The doctor said to me, take the Percocet. You've got a really, you know, and I was worried about getting addicted too. I was worried about, you know, getting addicted. And he said, you've got a really good family structure. No one's going to let you, where none of us are going to let you get addicted to this. Okay. So They put me on Percocet for 90 days. I could not get a 90-day prescription of Percocet in my neighborhood. I couldn't get it. The CVS store said, we order it, but we never get it. This was back in 2014. We order it, but we never get it. Now, the store that was, the pharmacies that were convenient to me where I lived, I told y'all, I don't live in the ghetto, but I do freaking live in the hood, right? So they couldn't get it. They would not send it to those stores. I had to go to the suburbs where it didn't seem to be as big a problem. This is 2014. That's changed too. So because of now there's an opioid epidemic, the medicine that I needed to get through my life for the short term that I wasn't going to get addicted to, that I did not get addicted to, I have trouble getting. Because of changes in regulations, changes in laws. And maybe because it ain't crack. Same token, crack is made, same thing. Crack is made from what? Cocaine. Any coca leaves being processed in Detroit? No. Any coca leaves being processed in Chicago? No. Any coca leaves being processed in the states of Michigan or Illinois or Indiana or Missouri, Wisconsin, New York, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, Connecticut? No. Nobody is processing coca leaves anywhere in the freaking United States. They're not. But the drugs are coming in anyway. So what makes... See, I told you I could connect this. What makes Lori Lightfoot, mayor of Chicago, think that this won't happen with guns? That somehow it is what? It is the fault of, because these drugs are already illegal. They will still put you in the jail for them. DEA will show up at a crack house and shoot everybody in the crack house. Right? Everybody in the trap house gets a government bullet. So what makes Lori Lightfoot think that making these firearms or background checks, how they lie about this, about more universal background checks will somehow, in other states, will somehow make the people who live in Chicago safer? And how she, because this is a petri dish for gun control, which means that it ought to be safer there. If it works, it ought to be safer there. Except that it isn't. The United States has more drug laws than any other free society in the world. So there should be less drug use here than anywhere. Except that there isn't less drug use here than anywhere else in the world. Interesting. Has a lot to do with people, doesn't it? Has a lot to do with individuals. I never forget. And this goes back to the nature of people. I will never forget. I started working at a high school in 1995, brand new school. And it's a gas to start a new school. And the first thing that we did as a faculty and as a new student body was go to a kid's funeral. Sophomore. Who died huffing butane to get high. Butane. That same butane that you use to barbecue last Monday? Butane. Do you want a band? Because this kid was sniffing it to get high? Is this what you want? Is this how you think you can make your make everything safer? No, of course not. It's silly, isn't it? And it was a horrible tragedy to our school and his family. But nobody was calling for boycotting and the banning of butane. Because it would not have solved the problem. Because kids huff paint thinner. Don't they? To get high. Maybe you huffed paint thinner. Maybe you sniffed glue. Not the Elmer's glue, the tester's glue that you used to put models together with to get high. You pour some in a bag, and then you put your face in it, and then you inhale it, right? I'm not telling any stories out of school. Some of y'all did this. I know you did. Now, I'm not saying you have to admit this to your children. But you know you did. Right? You tried it. Some people died trying it. So should tester's glue have been banned and illegal? Well, no, because that would not have solved the problem. Because what am I saying? Because it would have just been something else. Right? This kid at my school died huffing butane. He was probably doing all sorts of other inhalants from what I understand. Inhaling stuff that you're not supposed to inhale, that says right there on the label, use in an open area. Right? So this idea that if you just ban it, people will be safer is a ridiculous idea that doesn't work anywhere. It won't work. It doesn't work with guns. We've seen it. There's a ban on firearms and ownership in the Chicago area, and now we've got, to date, 331 people have been shot and killed in the city of Chicago with some of the most stringent gun laws in the country. 1,620 people have been shot and wounded. 1,951 people have been shot. 362 homicides. That's the Hey Jackass portion of this program. We'll be back right after these messages.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a reliable transportation, but you don't have a bunch of money? Are you wary of used car types? And you should be. You just need a car you can afford and a dealer you can trust. Great news. Good Guy Cars is here. John Desbrow is something you don't find every day. An honest used car dealer. Good Guy Cars is at 8412 Industrial Boulevard in Tampa, Florida. The phone number is 813-999-9992. That's 813-999-9992. The web address is www.goodguycars.com. When they drop the beat, when they drop the beat, when they drop the beat, when the beat goes down, that's when it goes down. I love that part of the song. The name of the song is Bent. It is written by my friend Henry Strange. I was in a band with Henry back in the 90s. God, I love that part of it. Thank you, Henry, for letting me use the tune for my bumper music. I appreciate that greatly. All right. Something's happening across the pond. Brexit is still a deal. Did you know that that's still a thing? Brexit, the exit of Great Britain from the European Union. The European Union seemed like what was going to be the answer for all of Europe's financial woes. It was called the United States of Europe, the European state, the European superstate, the European Federation, and the Federal Europe are names used to refer to several similar hypothetical scenarios of the unification of Europe as a single sovereign nation organized as a federal, hence superstate, similar to the United States. Well, the only problem is that some of these places in places in Europe have been sovereign for thousands of years. And the only reason that they can't, that they even thought about coming together was for financial reasons, right? Well, what's happening right now? What's happening right now is that a lot of these countries, well, a number of these countries are, because of policies and because of how they run their government and because of corruption and the like, are sucking the life out of others. And if you include, now this is the part that makes y'all mad, it's okay, you can be mad. If you include, you add into the mix the invasion of those from Islamic countries into some of these countries like Turkey, like England, like Germany, pulling against France, pulling against Norway, pulling against the superstructure, the infrastructure of these countries, something had to be done. So those people who are in England said, I got an idea. Why don't we break free of the European Union? We existed for thousands of years just fine. Just fine. And this is why it's a big deal. Now, why is it a really big deal? Because of money. Because of money. It's a numbers game. The largest city in the European Union right now is London. A population of 14,187,146 human beings. Almost 2 million people more than the second largest metropolitan city in the European Union, which is Paris. More than twice the third largest city, which is Madrid. Almost three times more than Barcelona or Berlin or Ruhr, Germany. More than three times more than Rome or Milan. So what happens is and this is why the other parts of the European Union are fighting against it. This is not one of those things where, okay, you can be in our club until you don't want to be in our club. This is a friggin' gang. This is a gang that has decided, you know what? You will either be with us or against us. The only way to get out of the gang is how? Is to die. The only way you get out of a gang is to die. Once you take the brand, once you ride the colors, you're in for life. And this is the problem that England's having, and now with the election of Boris as their prime minister, who has been yelling, we need to get out, and actually the citizens of England voted to leave the European Union. You would think that that would be enough, wouldn't you? But right now, today, in the House of Commons, all hell is breaking loose. Because they feel that there needs to be some conditions. So there are people there who feel if we're going to leave, there needs to be some conditions. Now, I think some of these conditions are tied to a time frame about economics, as opposed to waking up tomorrow and going, congratulations, you are out of the European Union. You are now a sovereign nation. The people who are for Brexit are for the sovereignty of England. It's very simple. And they believe that that they are no longer a sovereign nation. They believe that they are no longer a sovereign nation. And they wish to be a sovereign nation. They wish to be the United States. You just want to be like me. You just want to be like me. And this is exactly why they want to get out. I wish them the best. It's all going to go down on October 31st, one way or the other. It's all going to go down on Halloween anyway. Make a clean break. Get out. Get your sovereignty. Get your swagger back. You're freaking England. You used to run the whole damn world. Get back to that. We got to go. Thanks so much. Till we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody. And for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye now. When the beat goes down.
Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.